Till now, we've dealt with the ingredients for the dough and the making of the dough and the question of when there's a chiyuv challah. And today I want to discuss the questions associated where you've got either a large dough which is being separated into several smaller doughs, or you've got several small doughs which aren't each chayv in challah by themselves, but if they were to be joined together, they would be chayv in challah, and the various details as far as that is concerned. So the first point I want to make is that if you've got a large dough and you intend breaking it up into several smaller doughs and making different chalot or loaves with it, then obviously it's going to be a chayv in challah. You very rarely will have a kilo and a half of flour all mixed together into a dough and you're making one enormous loaf out of it. So that's fairly poshut. However, the second din is that what if you're splitting up into the dough into various bits, you're taking off bits of dough and turning each of them into a plaited challah or something like that, and then you're going to freeze some of them to bake on a future Shabbat. So it's not all going to be baked in one go. So most poskim don't discuss this case, and the presumption is that they hold that, again, it's poshut that you would be chayv in challah, because it's one dough that you've made, and it was big enough to be chayv in challah. However, the Chazon Ish in Yoreder Kuf Tzadik Chet Gimel, he says that in this case it's patur, and therefore there are some achronim who say that the correct procedure in this instance would be to separate challah, but without to say a bracha. The third point to make is if you've got a large quantity of dough, which is chayv in challah, but then you're dividing it before it's baked into various portions and giving it to different people. So then, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Kaf Vav Se'if Dalad, it's going to be exempt from challah. So this is very practical. You've got a group challah bake or something like that, and so the whole group makes one big dough, and or perhaps one person beforehand makes a big dough and shares it out amongst different people, and everybody's going to plait their own challah and then put it into the oven and bake it, whether they bake it on site or they take it home. In all of these instances, it's going to be exempt from taking challah. What if you've got two small doughs that you've made? Each one of them hasn't got enough for challah, but if you were to put them together, then they would be enough for challah. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Kaf Hei, Sif Aleph, says that if you place them next to each other in such a way that they're touching and they stick together a little bit, so then they join together to make a sheer challah, and you would have to separate challah. Sometimes it's not practical to have them touching, or sometimes it's perhaps with cakes, which you separate the challah from after they're baked, rather than whilst it's still in a batter form, as we discussed yesterday. So then you can join them together with what we call tziruf kli. You can put them all into one bowl or something like that. And even though they're not necessarily touching each other, they're all inside the same bowl. So then that will join them together, and you take challah from the combined amount. One has to be very careful that if it's piled up, there's nothing, no single challah or roll or whatever it is, or cake, is protruding above the rim of the kli. If it is, you need to put a towel over it all and make sure that it's wrapped up and contained like that. And indeed, if you can't put it in a kli, then you can put it all on a towel and another towel on top of it and wrap it all around like that, and that would be effective. However, it's important to note that this notion of tziruf only works if all the items are from the same type of batter or the same type of dough, something where you don't mind about them joining together. But if you've got some wholemeal challahs and some regular challot, or you've got some sweet challot and some more savoury challot, or you've got chocolate cake and vanilla cake, or whatever it is, things which aren't of the same min, so then they won't they won't join together. What if you've already you've baked it all, and then it's all it's in the freezer, and you realise you haven't yet taken challah from it? Can you regard the freezer as being one kli to be matzarif them? So it's brought down in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that it needs to be on the one shelf in the freezer, or the one drawer in the freezer. You can't have it all spread out over the freezer, but if it's in the one unit inside the freezer, then it's permissible. A footnote in Shabbat Shabbat Kilchata Perek Mem Bet Siv Katan Lamed Tet, he explains in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman the reason why also you can't have each of them in a separate bag as well, is because many Rishonim hold that they actually need to touch each other. So even though the Maisa, we don't say they need to touch each other, if they're in separate bags or if they're in separate drawers, then that's too separate, and they can't join together for a chiyuv of challah. What happens if you're making a lot of you're making a lot of challot? You've got a simcha and you make two big doughs, and you're separating 15 challot from each of the big doughs. And you say you've got two big lumps of dough in front of you, and you want to take challah from one dough for both lots of dough. Do they need to touch each other or not? So in Simon Shin Kafes, if bet, the Shulchan Aruch says in that case they don't even need to touch each other, seeing if each of them has got a chiyuv of challah by itself. So long as they're both in front of you, so then that's sufficient. You can take be mafrish from one for both of them. It's only where there's no chiyuv for either of them by themselves, unless they're joined together as one dough, that they need to be touching each other so that you can be mafrish challah. Ad kan.